At colleges and universities across the country, this is commencement season. The class of 2004 illustrates a troubling trend in American higher education. Few graduates of the nation's top colleges and universities come from low-income families. In fact, less than 5% come from the nation's poorest families. NBR's Anthony Brooks reports some schools recognize this as a problem and are beginning to embrace economic affirmative action.
Among this season's thousands of graduation ceremonies across the country, this must be one of the prettiest. The University of Virginia's elegant rotunda, red brick buildings, and colonnade designed by Thomas Jefferson enclose a long, sloping green lawn. From here, parents watch the class of 2004 receive their degrees. It's fair to call UVA one of the nation's elite schools because of its academic reputation and also because so many of these students represent the economic elite. Jack Blackburn, UVA's Dean of Admission, sees the trend as well as anyone. In a large room next to his office, he points to a series of metal bookshelves packed ceiling to floor with color-coded application folders from across the state and the country. Thousands of them.
15,100. You know, the biggest day is when we mail the letters. We celebrate when that's done.
Blackburn says those application folders show fewer low-income students are applying and fewer still are being accepted. In fact, only 8% of UVA students qualify for Pell Grants, the federal program for low-income students. Later, sitting outside in the shade of a magnolia tree, Blackburn says 15 years ago, a third of UVA students qualified for need-based aid. Today, less than a quarter do.
It's becoming very homogeneous, and we don't like that. I think it's a failure that we haven't done the job that we should in trying to reach those students.
It's a challenge at many schools, according to Richard Kallenberg of the Century Foundation. He looked at 140 of the nation's most selective colleges and found that almost three-quarters of their students come from the nation's wealthiest families, while just 3% come from the bottom quarter of the economic scale.
In other words, you're 25 times as likely to run into a rich kid as a poor kid on the most selective campuses. We've made some good progress on racial diversity, but the dirty secret of higher education is that there's been very, very little progress made on economic diversity.
William Bowen, the former president of Princeton University, who now heads the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation, agrees. Bowen studied 19 selective universities, including UVA, and found economically privileged students are 6 times more likely to end up in the pool of applicants than underprivileged students.
The root problem is the advantages associated with coming from a well-situated family accumulate over time. It's just very hard for poor families to invest enough in children young enough to offset all that.
A number of universities are responding to that problem. Next year, the University of Virginia will begin a $16 million a year program called Access UVA, which will replace loans to all low-income students with full scholarships. UVA President John Casteen says this is consistent with the vision of its founder, Thomas Jefferson.
He argued that the student population in a place like this needed to be diverse. Now, diversity in his terms did not have to do with gender or race, but he was thinking about different parts of the country, about the rich and the poor. One school system for the poor or for the financially stressed and another for the wealthy is simply not America.
UVA followed the University of North Carolina, which announced a similar plan last year, while Harvard, Princeton, the University of Maryland, among other schools, will also increase grant aid to attract low-income students. UVA also plans to increase grants so that no student graduates with more debt than the cost of an in-state student education for 1 year, about $14,500. Such a plan would have been a big help to many students here, like senior Sally Holmes.
It would have made a huge difference, a huge difference.
Holmes, an African-American from Northern Virginia, worked during the school years and the summers to pay the bills and still graduated with more than $22,000 in loans, which she says affected her education and her career choices.
I'm really interested in the nonprofit sector, but the pay there is so low, and I just can't afford to pay rent and a cell phone bill and pay my loan back. So it's going to impact everything I do.
William Bowen of the Mellon Foundation says programs like Access UVA are important signals to other schools about the value of economic diversity, but he says they may not go far enough. He says offering more financial aid to low and middle-income students who are accepted won't necessarily increase admission rates of those high-performing poor kids who beat the odds. His study found that when poor students overcome their disadvantages and perform just as well as rich students on SATs, their chances of being accepted are no better than the rich students.
And so the question that I ask is that right? Is that fair? I mean, I think that having overcome all of those obstacles ought to give the applicant a break, some break.
Bowen advocates class-based affirmative action. For example, he says if schools gave the same kind of break to poor kids as they do to children of alumni, it would raise their representation at elite schools from 11% to about 17%. But Greg Forster, a researcher with the Manhattan Institute, doubts that. According to his research, there are simply not enough college-ready high school graduates to boost these numbers. He argues that the attention should be focused instead on reforming the nation's K-12 school system, which he says is failing to prepare most low-income kids for college.
Further affirmative action, further financial aid, simply cannot get a larger number of students into college until this academic problem is dealt with, because we've tapped out the population of people who have the minimum qualifications even to apply to four-year college.
That's just not true. That's simply not true. Our data demonstrate that.
Again, William Bowen of the Mellon Foundation.
I mean, we see, for example, that at the 19 schools that we're studying, that at an SAT level of 1,400, which is a high SAT level, these schools are admitting only 50% of the low-income kids who apply. Now, is that tapping out? Nothing close to tapping out.
Back at the University of Virginia, administrators are hopeful that Access UVA, which stops short of economic affirmative action, will increase the numbers of low-income students simply by encouraging more of them to apply. President John Casteen says that should broaden the mainstream. Once that happens, he says, all students will swim. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.
For more statistics about the family income of today's college students, go to our website, npr.org.